I really don't know why the American University of Beirut has behaved this way. The BBC a couple of weeks ago, or a few days ago, at least well over a week ago, they contacted me and asked me to participate in this program, in which will be carried out or held in Beirut, and at the AUB campus, on the AUB campus. I agreed, and there was no problem afterwards. The BBC promoted the show so that a live audience could participate on campus. And then suddenly today, AUB informed the BBC that I, Sayed Mohammed Mahdi, am banned. I'm not allowed to participate. I have not received any information as to why this ban has been imposed and why I'm not allowed to participate in the debate. And I think this shows that how American institutions limit the scope of debate, and that American institutions are not honest in claiming that they advocate freedom of speech. If one cannot speak freely at an American university, which is controlled by the Americans, in which all the academics are hired by Americans, and which all the students are enrolled with the permission of the Americans who run that institution, if they do not have the self-confidence to allow an alternative voice to speak at such a debate, and at most I would be speaking for a few minutes because there are 5-6 people on the panel. If they don't have that sort of self-confidence, then it shows that the narrative that the Americans and American institutions and the American government and the American mainstream media, the narrative that they're promoting is weak and lacking in reason and logic. I really don't know what's behind this decision, but obviously the U.S. government and the Saudi regime and other such forces have always been putting pressure on government and academic institutions, and as well as other institutions, to toe the line. And for whatever reason they've imposed this ban, I find it completely unacceptable. And I think it discredits the American University of Beirut, and it discredits the image that the United States wishes to promote about itself.